And that laughter signifies the start of the 49th episode of the White Noise Podcast.
Might not be that.
Huh? Yeah.
Might not be that.
What do you mean? Sorry.
It might not signify that.
Yeah, but we filmed an episode the other day. Might stick out to make you wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think you would do that, though.
You know me.
You wouldn't do your boy like that, would you? you wouldn't hurt your boy like that, would you?
No.
Well, of course it. What, making me look wrong by putting out an episode that shouldn't go out next week? Out next week.
Oh, you've put your podcast jumper on.
Yeah, really. Ooh. Yeah, really excited for today.
A momentous occasion.
Thank you for noticing. Really appreciate that.
Momentous.
I think you've had this longer than the blue one. Is that right?
100%. Yeah.
But it doesn't look as tired.
No.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. It's
dark colours, perhaps.
The dark colours, 100%, yeah.
That blue one.
They don't wash out in a higher heat. On that note, I'm joined by Tom Looney.
Looney.
Thank you, Max.
Ooh, what's he going to say today? Who knows? Speaking of which, today I'm also joined by Ryan Locke.
I don't know.
Ryan. Locky. Locky.
Does that work?
Rhino.
Can we just get a bit more energy, mate? Woo! Thank you. And on
if
that
it
note,
helps, I think it's your drab intro.
So you had this issue with me last time.
If it helps.
And
with the
don't
preface.
Think how okay,
if
let
it
me ask you
help,
this.
Just move on.
Let me ask you this. How would you make it better?
Right, you've seen me do it most weeks.
And I thought I was using that energy.
But bro's looking at his phone during the intro. Viewers there switching off in their droves.
I don't think they are. I think they're going,
amateur
what's on
hour.
His phone?
Amateur
welcome
hour.
To the White Noise Podcast.
Didn't have it in my hand, mate. I had it on the sofa.
Looking at his Nintendo DS, checking his brain age. It's still 74.
That's a good age. Good age for a brain. Years of knowledge. So, how about them apples? Stephen! Who I'm also joined by. Woo! Stephen!
Thank you.
Crowd go wild. And Ethan's on the desk. Push those buttons, Ethan.
That was not me making that noise. I'm very clean and hygienic today.
Right, I tell you what, I'm going to do a new intro and then just edit that in. Hey, guys! Right. Tom, what have you done this week? I'm really excited to hear your great week.
Let him speak then.
Yeah.
Fucking hell! Stop swearing! No, I'm allowed to. It's in the prep.
Yeah, well, I caught up with you yesterday and I showed you my update.
Yeah, I know, but let's not go into
let
what we've already...
Let me finish speaking!
Oh my God!
Jesus Christ!
Not good, Smith.
Okay, fine.
Do you know what? Forget about it.
Forget about it.
I don't feel at ease.
I don't feel at ease to share.
Ryan, what have
forget
you been up to?
Forget about it.
No, that's not in the prep. Tom goes first.
Right. Do you know what, Ryan? Be careful. Bullet points. Straight to the meat of it.
Ryan's first there. Right. He's lying.
I know, but I
stop
you. See, you just skipped me out.
No, because I'm not...
I feel like shit now.
Okay, Ryan. Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? Who cares? Guys, write in the comment if you care if Tom feels like shit or not.
I feel like shit as well.
Well, yeah, I care about that.
I feel great.
Do you know, so do I. My podcast is going off to a really...
Your podcast!
Wow. My episode is a raging success right now.
Raging? You're half right.
Well, actually,
get off
Ryan,
your DS.
Fuck me.
Admit it, have some natural chat.
This is so natural.
And what's your name, lady?
Ryan, is it?
That's not what I was doing.
Ryan Hyphen.
In fact, I've actually asked what Tom's done this week, and then we've already
then you
gone.
Interrupted.
Yeah, you did. You kicked off.
Tom, what have you done this week?
He said, don't speak about that.
Quick. There's people waiting to hear it.
This is not how you get.
We can bridge this in the edit as well.
Thank you.
Let it happen.
Thank
let
you.
It
yeah.
Happen.
Okay. So I've been obviously working very hard on the bar. I'm going away for the weekend on Friday.
Weekend, you said in the chat.
Yeah.
So well, that's not what you've done, though. That's what you're doing.
Let me finish speaking.
No, this interview makes a good point.
Let me finish speaking.
Next week, I'm going away.
Oh, his brain age is 94.
90, mate. That's even better than 74.
So as you well know, I'm going away at the weekend, right? So I've had a very crammed week of trying to get as much done in the bar as possible. I showed you the picture last night. I've been painting the whole facade. I managed to get two coats done in one day because of the lovely weather. And now
are you
all
making coats?
Yeah, this is it, Steve.
From M&S.
What?
We had a chat about M&S coats the other week.
Why haven't private chats?
Yeah. We
that's a loose
Cameron
reference.
Green.
That's a real loose
And I
reference.
Bought a coat
I'm
from
Ryan.
M&S. What?
I'm Ryan.
Well, we've not got to you yet, so
really
I don't
sorry
know.
If you didn't watch the entire Cameron Green podcast and remember all of it.
Well, if you're not watching Ryan, the whole episode, first. Then fuck off, mate.
You should have got to Ryan, he's first.
Yeah, consider how much you're checking your phone and you go to me first.
Ryan, what have you done this week?
Just a lot of work, mate.
Say no comment.
You don't need to say no comment, mate. Just speak quiet like you normally are.
No
Stephen,
comment.
What have you done this week?
No comment.
Oh, shock there, Ryan. My God. Everyone watching the podcast is stunned simmer. By your silence.
Just relax.
My podcast.
Take it out of the podcast arm.
Simmer down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arm wrestling.
I'm trying to speak into the
jabs,
mic.
Man.
What jabs?
Oh, the one's Manjaro. Coming your way in the break.
Yeah. Right, look. Okay. Why don't you start us off by telling us what
hello,
you've
everyone.
Been doing? No. Just we'll bridge
again.
It. We'll bridge it from
okay,
there.
Right.
We'll try and piece together an
Bridget.
Intro.
Bridget. You hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah.
Hard to, though, because you just keep shouting.
Sorry, guys. Great question, Tom. What have I done this week?
Edit out me asking.
Oh, I don't. Okay. Working, obviously. I'm a working man. I need to make a wage, a solid wage.
Ethan, don't leave.
So is this
could
boring?
You blame
you? Really?
You have to give a month's notice.
Fight backs, keep going. Fucking
okay,
hell.
I
have to bleed that.
Oh, this is a shamble. This is a shamble.
Hey guys, if you
this is literal shamble.
You check the calendar,
don't be fucking.
Oh my God.
Guys, if you check the calendar, it's the start of a brand new tax year. So I'm getting prepared for that. I've not done anything.
We've had
it
a
yet.
Year.
Well, no, I mean to send off my tax. I'm on the phone! No, I'm not. That's my big old phone, that, isn't it?
What's as big as your DS?
But look, it opens up. It's cool. It's
wish you'd open
on.
Up.
I'm trying to. I lost a lot of weight last night and I'm really sort of...
What happened?
So yesterday morning, I weighed myself.
Okay, so we're doing the max weight. Right, okay, go on.
Okay, well, it's the most exciting thing I've done this week. I weighed myself yesterday morning, 12... Nope. I wish. 20 stone 6. I've been at that weight for a while, and I've been a bit annoyed because, you know, I've been eating well and all this. So in my anger, I ate an Easter egg, a full Easter egg. I counted the calories on the back, and the calories are sort of portioned out for a 15th of an egg.
Boring.
I thought, that's mental.
Yeah, he's doing that.
He's doing that, exactly. So I eat the whole egg. I have two burritos. I weigh myself this morning.
I think the two burritos.
So this is, right, this is what I'm thinking. I weigh myself this morning.
Yeah.
19 stone, 12.
Wow, you've worked out a new diet.
Yeah.
But the I don't know what's going on.
Easter egg, two burritos.
Just maybe that's
up.
A new
you
thing, isn't it? Yeah. But that's 8 pounds that I've lost in one night, and I don't know what I've done.
Shocked your body.
Yeah.
Possibly.
So you would have lost more if you'd eaten another egg and maybe another burrito.
Well, I did lie because I did have another egg that night.
Can I ask?
Why would you lie?
What was the egg?
The first egg was a Kit Kat Incredible Egg.
Oh, Nestle.
It was one of the massive ones. Nestle, very, very controversial. Great flavour.
I thought it was controversial because it's not as good as... It used to be not as good as Cadbury's.
No, yeah.
It's Nestle!
I hear Cadbury's ones now are quite...
Fell off, G.
Quite mid, yeah.
Yeah. And then, what was the other one?
It was a Kit Kat, just regular egg.
And
you stopped at two?
Yeah, just two.
What's in your burritos?
It was like it was a...
Easter egg.
It's the Kit Kat that came with the Easter eggs.
Doesn't count.
It's a Kit Kat junkie. rice and beans.
Okay.
Anyway, that's my week.
No meat.
No meat.
How are your bowels this morning?
Ryan!
Like, maybe he...
As explosive as ever.
So maybe that's why you lost loads of weight.
What about the...
8 pounds, though.
Doesn't the jab stop you from eating that amount?
It tries.
So bear in mind, in an 18-hour day, I had one Easter egg, and then the two burritos. They were like burrito, like heavily stacked. It was like...
So when was the second egg? What was the order?
That was at like 1 in the morning.
Oh, so you had egg, two burritos.
Egg in the morning at like 10 a.m.
And then a cheeky
two
midnight
burritos
egg.
At like... Probably 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And then one other egg at 1 a.m.
1 a.m.
Bachelor lifestyle,
why
man.
Could you not sleep?
No. Well, I could eventually after my egg.
I need my egg.
But I've cut down a lot. Like the day before, I had one sandwich.
One sandwich?
And that kept me full for ages.
What was in the sandwich?
Beef. A lot of beef.
Oh.
Beef and onions.
Mm. Well, protein is more satiating, isn't it?
That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's what they keep telling me.
Whereas eggs, you can just...
chocolate eggs, I guess.
And I said, oh, NordVPN. I thought you said... Nord on three men. Sorry, fellas.
This podcast is sponsored by NordVPN. Thank you, Nord. The best VPN with next generation antivirus.
Ooh,
that's fishy. Yeah.
NordVPN's built-in security keeps you safe from cyber threats, unwanted surveillance, and dangerous, dangerous Wi-Fi connections.
Wanted surveillance, because I'd love to hack into Max's computer and just see what's going on.
Really? You're welcome to.
When I'm in the internet cafe, working on a script that'll never get made, it's nice to know that with NordVPN, they can't be hacking my computer on. And getting all access to passwords and all that stuff and making my FPL team worse than yours. Nice try.
That's a great joke.
And what's great as well is they don't log your data.
Oh, that's
They've
nice.
They've self-audited themselves four times since 2018. I actually used NordVPN myself recently.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, in my hour of need. No, Stephen.
Didn't last an hour.
Were you watching? But you couldn't have because of the great security features.
Could have been at his window,
really
though.
Good.
You at his window?
No.
I was in Moldova.
Rules me out.
Trying to keep up with the series I was watching, which was exclusively available on BBC iPlayer.
Oh, are you watching?
The Night Manager, Stephen. I think what sets NordVPN apart as well is that they have over 9,200 servers across 200 different locations.
Is there a discount code for NordVPN?
There is, Ryan. To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/TWNP.
Their white noise buddy.
Our link will give you 4 months extra on the 2-year plan.
Wow. 28 months.
And there is no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee.
Thank you, Nord.
Cheers, Nord.
Yes, thank you, Nord.
VPN, very pleasurable, nice.
The link is in the episode description box.
Hey, Tom, what have you done this week?
Been working hard on the bar, trying to get as much done before the weekend because I'm off to Bordeaux for a couple of days. So everything's done now in terms of the interior painting and the facade.
Oh, the whole bar facade.
Yeah, the
new
bar
chapter.
Facade. Yeah, so it's I've ordered loads of stuff. It's been coming in dribs and drabs.
Like paint.
No. Ornaments and stuff. I've got loads of lamps
floor,
and bits and bobs.
My bar is ruined.
So I just need to get in and build the bar.
Are you doing like a Phoenix Nights where Max and Paddy go to France to bring little bottles of wine back? Is that what Bordeaux is going to be?
I'll be Max.
Are you kidding? Tells me you'll be Paddy as well.
Oh no.
Obviously it was Easter Sunday.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, I played football Sunday morning. We had a big cup game up in Rochdale.
Didn't go to Mass.
Didn't go to Mass.
Mass brawl.
Oh, no, not this week. It wasn't competitive enough. We got absolutely battered. Played a really, really good team called Rochdalians.
They
sound good, yeah.
Yeah, they've got, you know, nice little clubhouse and they're top of the league.
Clubhouse, like Mickey's clubhouse.
You know, they've got a proper setup. You get to its place and they've got a proper setup.
Fucking
you know?
Clubhouse, mate.
It's not just a fucking field.
Mickey and Friends, yeah.
Changing rooms. Yeah, but you know, we saw the difference in quality. we got beat 9-1.
So an under-16s team.
Oh
no! What?
Well, I'm just picturing a clubhouse. Like what?
You're picturing under-16s.
I'm picturing the clubhouse. I'm picturing the great architecture.
Under-16.
This boy's really talented at his age.
I mean, now I'm just picturing pregnant women.
What?
Wait, Smith?
Well, that's really under-16, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why are they pregnant?
Why are they pregnant so young?
Yeah.
No, the women.
Exactly. The women. The women are under 16 and they're all pregnant.
No. The women are mothers.
Right. To be.
And the
babies soon to be.
Are the ones that you're playing against. That's just a whimsical look into my mind.
Yeah, Stephen, what have you been up to?
It was worrying. I went to the darts last Thursday.
Oh, it kicked off, didn't it?
Yeah, the Premier League in Manchester. I got given a plus one. Didn't invite any of you.
Fair.
Nice.
Because the first person who came to mind was Khaled.
Yeah.
He loves his darts. Anyway, we get there and we're on the tables. And of course, there's a great rivalry between the tables and the people in the stands at the darts. Mm. They're going, something about the tables not having any fun, and then the table sort of, you know, poor shame the crowd. It was really, really not that fun.
They've got a better vantage point, haven't they?
Yeah. But you, everyone is watching the screens. Yeah. Doesn't matter where you sat, you're watching the screens. Because it's impossible to see where a dart's landed on the dartboard.
Of course.
If you're like 10 metres away. And there's people all around the arena. Like, it was bonkers. You're so far away. The banter they have between each other just it kept escalating. And then as people throwing drinks, you know, oh, this is a bit tedious. Because I think darts, with its, you know, popularity, I think it's acquired a bit of the boxing fan, that kind of vibe. And it's a little bit stag do-y. And you've got, like, families where it's mum, dad and son who loves Luke Littler getting beer chucked in the face.
By the lads.
Know? Yeah, by a group of people dressed as minions. And I was just saying to Khaled, when it was the last game, I said, we need to sort of head to the exit, because when it's done, they're just going to all chuck drinks. And I'm wearing my red bottom Louis Vuitton shoes.
Oh, but you look snazzy, man.
Anyway, so the darts was good fun. Got us all Stephen Bunting, Athlete of the Year, every year.
Yes!
Walk on. And the weird thing is the walk on's a massive moment. Then if they keep winning, they just keep doing it again. It's like the same thing every time.
Has he got good walk on music?
Yeah, what is it? Titanium by Sia.
Nice.
One of them, called Josh Rock, he has the worst walk-on song I've ever heard. It's like a Bluetoothed sort of donk song, and that you can't even hear what the singing that's going on. It's like, it's horrific.
It's very important to have a good one, isn't it? Especially if you keep coming out, because there needs to be a reason.
What would yours be?
Keep getting behind you. Oh, Jesus Christ, that's a question.
He take my money.
Who's that, Kanye? Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, naughty.
Gold digger. Yours or for Tom?
For me, I guess.
Right. Okay. What about you, Ryan?
I'd have Billie Jean.
Oh. She's not my girl.
She's kissing a boy in the crowd. Why Billie Jean?
Oh, I don't know. It's the first song that came to my head.
I don't know if the chorus is one where everyone's getting into it. Billy Jean, maybe. Yeah.
Not my lover.
Is that something you want announced as you're walking on?
In between shots.
That shot's the first one's a warm up, so you're not doing that.
You're coming out to it.
Yeah.
Well,
she's not my lover.
Maybe levels.
Yeah.
Oh, so I've claimed that in the past. I swear I've claimed that, haven't I?
Have you?
I claimed that.
You did. You mentioned
I've claimed that.
I love that. Do.
Is that playing over Billie Jean?
If you're stealing Neville's, then I'm going to come out with just The Sound of Silence.
The song, or just...
It'd be hard to get everyone in the arena to be quiet.
Yeah.
What about you, Ethan?
Ooh, that's a good question. Maybe like some like the Wallace and Gromit theme tune. That would...
That would be quite good. But you're slowing it down.
Yeah, just...
you're singing it.
Or maybe sort of like Land of Hope and Glory.
Ryan, your week.
Well, I didn't even know it was Easter.
He was just making a statement.
You are fucking weak, mate, yeah? Because you keep coming and crawling back to this podcast, begging for a spot on it.
That's begging. Half true, yeah.
Begging, mate.
Fucking yeah, beg. Well, you're the one
when
saying
was the last
begging?
Time you were here?
Beg,
this
mate.
Week. This week, 2 days ago. Or was it three?
Two days
ago.
I wasn't begging to come on. You said to me,
mate, I thought you know what, we're going to have a week without Ryan. That's a great week. Let's get him back.
Or without weak Ryan.
I'd love to see strong Ryan.
Yeah. Did you go to the singles event?
No. I can't remember what I was doing, but I was like, I'm not going to go on my own because it's a bit sad.
Jerry,
I told you I'd go with you.
Why would you go to a singles event?
Just to, to support you. I'm sure everyone in the room isn't single.
Get in the doorway himself.
I can now with my new Easter egg diet. Easter egg and burrito diet. It's working. So if you ever want to get on that, mate, £50, please. I was thinking it's a bit cringe going to a comedy event as a singleton.
Oh right, you're a manager of a comedy club. I know, surely
and you're down the road, so you could have just popped.
Well, done a quick shift and then gone onto a singles event.
Go down,
got laid, and then go back to work.
Yeah, but the thing is, you are single. I don't know why you're taking the piss out of the idea that you might meet someone. Oh, what we're gonna do? Just chat to someone and maybe no, chat some more.
If you went, you know, people might think you're a bit more attractive than me. You start talking to you, and I'll be like, oh, hello.
But the people who do like you, Max, probably won't care if Tom's there.
Yeah, but
yeah.
And I said Dave and Khaled would go with you, but you.
Yeah, but again,
didn't.
Khaled,
Well, what, Dave, you think he's going to steal your girl? Dave's famously bald, and I'll be there going, not even yours.
Oh, I just take the sloppy seconds, will
Dave's
I?
Famously what, bald, was that?
Pulled.
Oh. He's famously bald. I missed that.
Bald.
His wig's atrocious.
You've got to back yourself. It's not about picking up the sloppy seconds from whoever you're with.
Don't use phrases like sloppy seconds.
That is awful. You got me saying it, but that's the wrong way to approach it.
I got it from you, mate.
I'm left with the threes here. The threes.
Callum's taken all my women.
Yeah, right.
That came from a real place.
If this was a live show, they'd be clapping right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they would, but they're morons.
Yeah.
Do you want to get up and do your little dance?
No, I'll save that.
He's still in that live show, isn't he?
He still goes back there every now and then.
Just walk around.
Saturday's better home. Oh, if this was a live show.
Is it right to get up there and do a little joke quick? Not again, Ryan. News. A man was sacked from Waitrose for tackling an Easter egg thief.
Ooh.
He's been offered.
Did you get hurt?
I paid for my Easter egg. Well, actually, no, I didn't pay for any Easter eggs. Well, I'd pay for one Easter egg, and I got two for free.
Bro, scrambling with the eggs.
High five me then.
Then. Buddy, are you sneaking in these words?
He got offered a job by the CEO of Iceland, who's a sir, apparently. A lord.
Ooh.
Richard Walker.
The country of the shop.
Shop.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Shop.
Who was encouraging people to tackle shoplifters?
I think it's the same guy. Sir Richard Walker, who's a lord of the realm, was saying that he wants to start giving security guards handcuffs, pepper spray, things like that to stop people shoplifting.
Weren't you once threatened by a knife and you said, do it? Or am I just making that up?
No, I don't think I'd ever do that.
When there was a kid and it was by
Strange ways. No, he said he's got a weapon. He had his hands behind his back. He's like, I got a weapon. I was like, all right. Because realistically, in my head, I could pick him up and throw him in the road.
Mm. Yeah.
He's not a threat. And as I walked away, they threw a brick at me. So, you know.
Did it hit you?
No, luckily not. I just heard it clatter behind me.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I just sort of sprinted away.
Sorry. It's a coward's move, that.
Main character that syndrome. Bad. That might not have been aimed at you.
That's so true. Yeah, it must have been somebody else on that deserted. Ways.
My brick! Could have been like Flubber. It had Flubber on it and it's finally landed. And this guy's going, oh, that was aimed at me.
That's so... I didn't... You know, I should have looked
back.
Why
is everyone out to get me?
Should we get to the real issue? Well, not even an issue, a great thing.
Hmm.
Ryan this week tipped his Uber driver £5.
Well done.
Well done, Ryan.
Very
nice of you.
Did you go on my phone and tip him £5?
Don't be so humble. You did it yourself.
I'm honestly really proud of you, man. Sweet guy.
A nice gesture.
That's lovely, that. You'll have made his day. How often do you think they get tipped a fiver?
Never. Every time in Rhino's in his car.
It's probably not a lot at all.
What's that? A 20-second cameo from you?
Yeah.
Hey, pass it on.
I was quite happy when we were leaving because the Uber was cheaper than it normally is today. Mm.
Was it a good ride?
Great. Well, he put a podcast on.
What podcast?
Life is politics or something.
Get the money back. Get the
life
money back
is
now.
Is politics.
Something like that.
What?
The rest is politics.
Politics. The rest is life. Policy is life.
Yeah,
and the rest is politics.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Hope you've enjoyed the money Uber driver.
Don't even know his name.
No.
It's all false love, isn't it?
Yeah.
Performative tipping.
I can't believe you've done that.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you shocked?
Are you being him?
I can't believe you've done that, Ryan.
Aww.
Well done.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate. You've changed my life.
Okay, now you've come home to your family.
You'll never guess what happened today at work.
What's happened,
Dad? Really nice, sexy man tipped me a fiver.
Oh.
And he loved my podcast.
It's not his podcast, is it?
Played his own podcast.
I don't drive
this guy
drive
it, does it all the time.
Do you not?
All you do is listen to the podcast.
It's not what
he's
I do.
Obsessed.
Off menu is higher than this.
Oh, that's for most people, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Shocking. Hopefully my great episode will change things around. Well done, Ryan. Really proud of you.
Listeners, he's looking at his DS again.
Oh, I'm looking at the podcast prep. I don't have an iPad.
We don't have a podcast plan. This is all off the cuff.
UK government has denied Kanye West, to be precise, access to the country, citing his anti-Semitism and saying it's not conductive to the public good. Now, what's going to happen with the Wireless Festival?
Well, it's cancelled,
isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, they cancelled the whole festival?
Yeah. It's been cancelled.
Have they?
Well, yeah, because everyone was
sponsored
there.
Sponsored pulled out, and then...
Wow.
And then Kanye's band, so it's a real sticky situation.
Who else was playing?
I don't know.
Who cares? No, no, he's
tends to be
rapper.
A lot of rap, grime, okay. sort of hip-hop acts. But yeah, I think that the risk is, because if Kanye goes out there and he's on stage, he goes, Hail Hitler.
Yeah.
We're then going, of course. There's every chance he'd do that. He's
yeah,
bonkers.
Of course, yeah, yeah. And there's you sipping your lovely Pepsi.
No.
No.
Don't drink that shit. I'm just looking at my tweets of Dick and Dawn, laughing, spilling Pepsi everywhere. And water the plants with that. I think there's every chance he does something ridiculous. There's also people, before he got cancelled, saying he's got a history of just pulling out of festivals.
Yeah, yeah.
Shows. So.
He's not very mentally well, is he?
It's a strange booking to me.
It is.
Because he's not had a good song for years.
No.
It's also not fair in all the other artists that are meant to play.
Oh, okay. Just, bloody hell.
You know, had their gig cancelled.
Cancelled. God, it's a busy therapist, isn't it?
Yeah,
act here in the same problem. Just do a group session.
Yeah.
Cancel an entire festival.
Headline is just the therapist chatting to everyone.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do that.
Who's got a problem?
Mate, I'm not paying for your therapy.
No, I'll pay for it. We'll just have a therapist in here.
Bring money back. Just analyse it. Fivers to Uber drivers. Paying for our therapy.
Yeah. I guess you have done a fair few podcasts this month, so
yeah.
Maybe that's why. When we do You Laugh, You Lose, you're going to fake laugh, like I think you've done a few times.
What the fuck?
So you're made to come on the next episode and do a You Laugh, You Lose.
Can throw an accusation like that around, please.
That is pretty, yeah.
Because definitely it will be fake, I assume. Who's doing it today?
Tom.
Oh, okay. You excited?
You want to say, Ryan?
Yeah.
You get paid either way.
Oh, no comment.
Cheeky.
Free next Wednesday, though.
You're free next Wednesday.
I've got a little scenario, if you don't mind.
I love a scenario. Yeah.
So, the whole Kanye thing happens last minute, and you've all got VIP passes at Wireless Festival.
Ah, yes,
turn around. Oh, shit. I need someone to go out there now. Kanye's not doing it. And they turn to you. What do you do to fill the hour, 90-minute slot?
Well, we've got that rap trio we've been working on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
what's it called?
Yeah.
It kind of hurt I'm not in it, you know.
Yeah. Well, no, do you know what? We actually wanted to surprise you at an event for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I get a little peep of it? Because.
It's a shame that we're having to do it now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it would ruin the event, but I'm happy to.
Give you a glimpse, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
So, me and Tom do a lot of the beatboxing stuff. Max does all the lyrics.
Max and the Weasels.
Max and the Weasels.
Well, that's one of them. Yeah, Max and the Weasels. Yeah,
syndrome. Yeah,
yeah. Really excited to perform.
Yeah.
If you want to give us,
I'll do it. Hey guys, I know you've been expecting Kanye West. Anyway, we've got a better act. Sorry, one of the Weasels is laughing a bit too loudly. They're ruining the surprise. Max and the Weasels, get on.
Oh. Thanks for warming us up.
The whole day of festival. Yeah. I'm not the warm up. But Justin Morris.
I'm saying thank you.
Hello, Wireless Festival.
Hey guys, sorry. Welcome to another set.
Who's he?
Who's who? Who are you speaking about?
Mate, the audience is going to be shouting. Yeah.
We can't be derailed by this guy. There's thousands of people.
Kanye,
pick your battles, man.
Kanye, get off the stage, please.
I'm not Kanye. I'm Max, and these are the Weasels. Kanye.
Not yet, though.
Is he
moment.
Doing a pun?
Kanye blessed with.
They won't give
nothing.
A shit about Kanye after this.
Okay, fine. Let's go.
Let's go.
Boom. Ch. Dum. Boom. Ch.
Ba. Bum. Bum.
Ch. Dum. Dum. Ch.
Hey guys, this is a song.
This is a song
that I wrote in the shower.
You shower?
Doubt it.
sorry. Let's just pause the music. What do you mean? Is this the same guy?
He stood in the
room,
mate.
Song.
Well, stop shouting at me and let me sing. Everyone, just be quiet, and I'll sing my song.
It's pretty quiet.
I knew we weren't ready for this. I knew we weren't.
We are ready. This is it. This is the big time, bro.
Okay.
This is going to take us to Hollywood or somewhere. Music version of Hollywood.
Right. Let's go.
Boom. Ch, do, dum, dum, ch, boom.
Hey, guys. This is the second song in the album. I wrote this in the car on the way to the pub. Don't hail Hitler. He's a bad guy. I don't like him at all. I hope he'd die. Away he did about 100 years ago.
Something like that.
I'm not a history buff. I don't know enough about history.
Actually, around this time 100 years ago, he barely started his rise to power.
Sorry, can we just... Who invited this nerd to the bloody concert, bro?
I was here to see Kanye.
Yeah, I know, but he's not here.
What?
He's not here.
I thought this was like an ironic thing he was doing.
Do you mean
like
an ironic thing?
The, sort of the power of the breakdown and the, you know, the mental psychosis and all everything that's pulled him down in life, and this was like an example of that.
Well, you thought Max and the Weasels was a fucking joke?
Well, one of the Weasels has done nothing. He just sat there.
I come in later.
Can we get to his part? Let's get to his part.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Are you kidding? I wrote all these great songs.
Ah, shut up.
I do a lot of the, you know, the accounts.
Why are you on stage then?
Well, it's the only time he gets to do them.
Max and the Weasels sounds way better.
We needed a third member.
So the accountant said he needs to be on stage. Part
yes,
of this.
Yeah. Clearly, it's a tax
just
write off.
A third of the money. No, you're just taking a third of your money to do nothing.
Quiet, please.
It's a tax write off.
You're a write off.
Am I? You weren't listening to my lyrics that speak to the soul.
Fucking soul of my shoe, pal.
Wait, what?
Get on with it. Just get on with it.
You've not defended me once, and you've sat next to him.
Yeah, man.
I'm one of the wee's. I'm one of the weasels, mate. You're the front man.
We are fucking weasels, aren't we?
Fine, one last tune to play us out, because this isn't working.
Should we do your a cappella one?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Hit him, Max.
Why am I here?
What's he here?
What?
Dunno.
It's not an A and B thing. It's not a back and forth conversation with the audience.
So sorry.
Come on.
You do this at every gig.
We got it.
Because the audience keeps shouting at me.
Open-ended question, isn't it?
You want me to sing a song with no questions in it?
Why is he here?
Applesauce. SpaghettiOs.
He shouldn't be here.
He's a different song on the album now. This is the secret track at the end of it.
Secret track.
Weird thing to open with this.
Yeah. Wait, this is the end of the show.
Open with the secret trap.
This is the end
secret
of it.
Trap. Band we've hardly ever heard of. Yeah. Well, secret track.
We've had a five.
Play.
We had a 5 minute.
Blindsided the Weasels.
You knew this was going to happen.
Never know what's going to happen. You're a loose cannon.
Soon as I open up with applesauce, you know what's going to happen.
Okay, I think.
I think you opened with that. But.
Yeah.
No, I mean the lyric. The applesauce. Lyric applesauce.
You know this one.
I don't remember.
What's
this
it?
One
it's the a cappella. Why are you even getting
so
involved?
So secret this.
No, the a cappella was the why am I here?
Fuck me.
Applesauce. Right, okay, let's do it. Come on. Applesauce.
I'm a bad bitch from the. It's obviously a different song that we're going with.
Sorry.
Oh, this is very secretive.
I feel like we're just. It's like, you know.
I tell you what, you go. You open a song. You open a song.
Talking
and
across purposes.
I'll join
I
in.
I like the sound of it.
Yeah, which one do you want to go with?
Whatever, you decide. You decide.
Okay. We'll do summertime.
Yeah, it's summertime. I love summertime. You know summertime.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool. Well, it's spring, isn't it?
No, it won't. Wireless festivals in summer. Yeah. Stupid.
Okay.
Yeah, go.
Give us a beat. Summertime.
I'm feeling fine.
Getting warm. He's got his jumper on.
Yeah, I'm so sweaty, bro. So but sweaty, it's fine. Bro. I'm fine.
He's not fine.
I've given my son a
He's
bottle
got
of
problems.
Wine. I don't have problems or a son, but I got a wife.
What's
and
wrong with him?
He's
scared.
He's mad, but
he's scared.
Why is he scared?
Why is he not scared, bro? It's a scary world out there.
He don't want to talk.
He's scared about the war, and he's scared about the fact that I can't afford my mortgage.
Sorry, Pep's here on the phone. He
can't
about the
stop
war.
Thinking.
Don't speak about the war,
the man's
please.
Racing.
And he's racist, and that's I say to him, you're no son of mine.
You don't have a son. You've already said that.
Hang on a minute. What's up, mate?
Well, so exactly, you gave wine to your son, then you said, I don't have a son. But I've got a wife, and she's fine. which makes us worry about your wife's welfare.
He was baiting the son into drinking.
Yeah.
He got the son drunk. Yeah?
It's not his son.
Wow. Yeah, but and then revealed that it wasn't his son.
These are lyrics, man. Yeah.
Why are you getting a boy who isn't yours drunk? That's
you gotta,
my question.
You've got to listen. You've got to wait. It all gets explained in the third tune of the album. The whole idea is that his mind's racing.
This is great music.
Yeah. Imagine the poor boy.
It's not real, it's a song, isn't it? You don't listen to
one
like
of those awful rock star paedophiles.
No, it's good wine. He was down in the cellar,
really,
wasn't it?
Really good wine, yeah.
It's really good wine.
This is happening down in the cellar.
The wine is probably older than the boy.
No, but the boy thinks he's his dad, is what.
Yeah,
you know.
he thinks
it's even worse.
Yeah, but he's not. Yeah, now do you understand?
These grapes were probably crushed the year the boy was born as well. Grapes.
Oh, Jesus.
That's why we don't get the audience involved in the music.
Stop talking to
the
men.
He's not even in the audience.
Who is he?
The sound guy.
He's not a sound. He's just come up here and he started giving me grief.
Okay, right.
Tell you what.
And that's summertime, bro. Oh,
what's that got to do with the summer?
Honestly, I think that worked out really well for us. I hope we're going to get a paycheck for this.
Got some celebrity gossip if you want.
It's now time for celebrity gossip.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Channel 4 axes Scott Mills' inappropriate episode of The Great Celebrity Bake Off for Stand Up to Cancer.
Ooh. Yeah, it becomes a bandwagon after a while, doesn't it? You know. Sorry, Scott.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
What did he do in it?
Sorry,
oh,
I was wondering.
They just cancelled the episode altogether.
No, they didn't cancel it. No one got cancelled.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. It's funny, isn't it? Like, yeah, I get the cancelling, but do they need to cancel that?
Yeah, well, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
Depends what he's done, though.
Yeah, so there must be murmurings.
Must be.
He's also, ironically, had three episodes of Top of the Pops pulled because Jimmy Savile was a radio DJ and a paedophile and presented Top of the Pops.
Yeah.
For all you
never did the Bake Off, though. He never did the Bake Off.
No, we know of.
Yeah,
it's tricky, isn't it, with stuff. I was watching the Always Sunny episode the other day with what's his name, with Didion. He's in the garage. It's a good episode, but I guess at what point do you say, okay, well, he's in it, so you've got to.
Yeah, I never actually listened to much Diddy, but I kind of wish that I did.
Really?
Diddy's not.
Why?
Like, just so, yeah, I can.
So you could feel affected by
songs.
This.
He's not got many.
I don't feel bad for Scott Mills in this. I guess I just...
you'd be annoyed if you were...
The other people. Yeah. It's like... Yeah.
If you're, you know... God, imagine if Richard Madeley was on that. Yeah. Oh, great TV. You've obviously got some stand-up comedian who'll be on there if it's stand-up to cancer.
Mm.
They'll be fuming.
Because, I mean, I imagine they'll get a fee, but for a lot of them, it's exposure, isn't it? You know, it's
getting out there.
It's part of my plan. I'll do this, and then off the back of that, I can do this and this.
Would you get a fee as a cancer thing? Surely it's a charitable...
No, you get an appearance fee.
Maybe I should do more of that then.
Yeah. You should.
Just cancer stuff.
Really lean into that.
Yeah.
Cancer stuff or cancer.
I've baked a drip.
Yeah. Bake a drip.
Is this a cancer patient? No, it's Matt Lucas.
It's now time for You Laugh, You Lose.
Or Don't Laugh and Don't Lose, as I call it.
Mm. Well, unfortunately, there is no You Laugh, You Lose this week.
Aww.
I've been extremely busy with my documentary that I've been producing. On the history of Manchester's waterways.
But what a way to have a good time.
Yeah.
That's really good.
But I mean, I'll probably use the time to actually show you something because I could do with the help. I need a bit of an opinion. I've got a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, I've got opinions.
I need to get this stuff done before the weekend.
Right.
And I'm concerned about a few shots, actually.
Okay.
I think I've had some lighting issues. I don't think it's been produced very well. But
who produced it?
Just the kindness of strangers, really.
Right.
Well, it was a friend. A friend helped out. But
some friend.
Yeah.
Mm. Lackluster.
It might be okay, though. Maybe I'm overreacting. And if you think it's all right, then I think a lot of these shots that maybe the lighting's not great or I don't think it's been produced very well, we just whack it in, we go with it. So just let me know what you think.
Pomona Lock was built in the mid-90s to replace the ageing Hume Lock, which had fallen into disrepair. The latter provided a more direct but often difficult connection to the fast-flowing River Irwell. Flash forward to today, it's Pomona Lock that proudly maintains that vital link between the Bridgewater Canal and the Manchester Ship Canal.
can see your issue.
Yeah.
Bit annoying that no one laughed, really.
Yeah.
What killed it for me was when I saw he was in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, was that Ryan?
Who else is Dave Bumming? Oh, you stupid twat! You stupid idiot!
Oh, no, not my episode.
I was so close to going.
Want to see more of that guy?
See, I saw you. I thought, I'm not never laughing at this.
Do you know what the frustrating thing was? It took about 12 takes. And at the start of it, the character so camp and doing all this stuff, and it was great. And I thought, this is brilliant. But every time it cut to them, Dave's bumming him from the side.
Oh, amateur hour.
So I couldn't use any of the good takes, so it was the only one that had them bumming.
That's annoying.
I know.
That is annoying.
You're annoying.
Never mind. We'll go again next week.
I thought you and Dave would be quite good at bumming each other.
Yeah.
Really?
They didn't want it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
But,
yeah, it's all your fault, Ryan.
Oh, yeah. This is my
Get
fault,
out.
Is it?
Not to be rude, Ryan, but as soon as I saw you, I thought, no chance I'm laughing at you.
That's bollocks.
Because you know about this. You know about this.
Yeah.
You laugh.
He hadn't seen it.
I hadn't seen
no,
it.
No, I'm surprised he's involved.
I'm surprised you hadn't laughed.
I was trying not to.
Oh, yeah, you're off next week.
I was, yeah.
Could have been an easy paycheck for you.
Yeah.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Don't want to push it.
Well, Dave didn't.
So you got a lot of footage of them bumming now, yeah?
Well, I mean, I'll have to show angle. You some of the... Do you know what? Don't worry about it. He's holding Ryan from the side and he's just thrusting thin air.
Come
on, what's going on?
Rubbish, mate.
Who was filming?
Lucy.
First time meeting her as well.
Yeah.
Bumming by the locks. Could be a little documentary in your family.
That could be. Maybe that'd be my laugh you lose.
Oh.
Documentary.
A bumming by the locks.
Should I get out?
No?
No, please stay. Okay. Please stay. Right. Yeah. Got some great talking points to get through.
Ah.
We'll get through them.
Don't say it like that.
So I thought that's what you were saying.
No, sort of belittling the talking points I've put down.
No, not belittling.
Everyone knows that, I say everyone knows, maybe you don't. Artemis 2?
Don't know about it.
You don't know about Artemis 2?
Explain.
Okay.
No.
They've just shot four people into space.
God,
and
shot four people in space
in a ship. They've gone around the back of the moon, and they've taken pictures of the back of the moon. Which
moon's going to be fuming?
Honestly,
it's always presented itself in the front. I'm thinking, oh God, no! They've seen it all now. They've seen it all. That's my bad side.
Mm. Oh, that's a cute moon.
Expect Max doing white face saying that in a few weeks.
So they're out there for a week. who would we take from the podcast if we had to choose another three people?
Another three? Well, there's three people.
I'd go in a heartbeat.
I guess I'll take you three.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that.
But I'd rather space than the ocean.
Yeah. You know what? Strangely, yeah.
At least the ocean, you've got monsters and sharks and stuff.
There's no monsters, mate.
Oh, you don't know.
There's no monsters.
You don't know.
Would you not call a shark a monster?
Yeah, but you said monsters and sharks.
There's other things
killer
in there.
Killer whales,
yeah.
Yeah. They can be monsters.
So many things in there.
If a killer whale was on land, you'd think of it as a monster.
I suppose, They seem whales in the wild, don't they?
No,
quite sociable.
No, I mean, they're
humans, clever, aren't they? Was that
orcas? Orcas, yeah.
What's that film? Is it Blackfish where the...
Nice one.
I didn't name the movie.
Movie.
That's right. You can't put that on me.
There's probably a blackfish that done it.
It's a killer whale, so it's black and white. So actually, melting pot of fish.
So why is it called Blackfish then?
Exactly. Let's take that
because black is bad.
Do you know what? I've not read the blurb of the on the DVD, so I don't know.
Okay.
It dragged
you need to read your DVDs, mate.
It dragged a woman underwater and then just ripped her apart.
But it had been
that's monster. That's a monster.
Yeah, but
to
the
me.
Thing is that these the treatment and the care of them is horrendous. Like, there's never been a recorded incident in the wild, but these animals.
How would you record it though? You'd be ripped apart. You're not going, oh, let me just write this down.
But you think there might be some, but there's loads of records of shark attacks. There's never been one of a killer whale. There's actually, been quite friendly and sociable.
I don't know why you're dying on this hill, but yeah, fair enough.
I'm sure there's been a record of a killer whale.
Attack of a human, not in the wild.
I know they learned to take down boats, didn't they? This one pack.
Yeah.
And they had to go and get rid of them or something because they were just going to keep doing it otherwise. and teach it to their kids.
But it wasn't recorded, though, possibly.
They are clever.
Well, they don't, they've not, doing take down a boat, like, because there was fish on the boat.
No, the boat, they didn't like the boats. Oh, right, so they were destroying them.
They found a way to. Yeah.
Horrible, that. Yeah. Think of the insurance.
Hey, so they're the real victims. Yeah. No one ever thinks about the insurance companies, do they?
Please,
spare
guys,
a thought.
This Christmas. space is terrifying. It's when something goes wrong, and they go down to Houston. Well, they don't go down, so they're in space. They'll call down to Houston, and they'll be like, oh, this has happened.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, all right, so you need to... They'll find out what's on the ship, and they'll be like, all right, break this pen in half and then glue it to this random thing.
Do you know what I do? I just say, break the pen in half and do... I don't need to hear about what's on the ship.
Mm. Really?
You know, I don't need to hear all that. I just say, if you've got a pen, do this. Don't you say, oh, we've got club biscuits in the fridge. Just get to the
That's
point.
That's great for club biscuit, though.
But it's, you know, two people on a call, not that many people listening. Yeah.
Well, so even after... You've found that they've got the thing you need.
Yeah.
Let's carry on. Carry on with the list, please.
No.
I love a list. I'm just inquisitive. Ooh,
write pen down. That's going to come in useful.
I can't have snapped it enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then there's just another co-pilot there with a crossword under the arm.
I've got two halves of a pen.
You better hope we're getting back.
So who'd you take?
I'll take Phil. Is he tall? I guess that could come in useful.
Phil Ellis.
Yeah.
Okay, should we do it like a draft?
Oh, yeah,
so
okay.
Phil's gone.
Right, yeah, okay.
I'll go next. Robbie Knox, because he's member of Mensa, isn't he?
I'll go for Jamie.
Jamie Hutchins,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What? Right. Okay.
Say goodbye to those club biscuits
keep
in the fridge.
Up. Yeah.
Hey.
What?
That's so mean. What a mean body shaming comment to make.
Jamie ate them all.
No.
Go on. No.
No, because he probably would have said, "I don't want them on the
flight." So where have they gone?
Well, they probably would just want to put them on.
well
I would,
saved, mate.
Thank you. I would take... God, so many
didn't
people.
Ask. So, no, go on.
Yeah, it's all right, mate.
No, go on.
Who would you have next, mate?
You'd take your puppy, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, I would, yeah. Actually, yeah.
He loves his club biscuits.
One less mouth to feed.
We're going to need two lots.
Well, luckily Jamie's poo-pooed them there.
So many biscuits.
Can't take off.
We're actually both on the Easter egg and burrito diet.
Club biscuits aren't an Easter egg. So you've showed your knowledge of food there.
Okay. I'll take Mr. Lookalike.
I'll take Chris MD.
Yeah.
I'm going to take I'll take Khaled.
Okay.
Jamie Khaled.
Okay. So I've got Phil.
Oh, cheers, Tom.
And I've got sorry, I've thought.
Cheers, Tom. So it's just me and Pup. Right, okay.
No, go on.
Joe McGrath, there we go.
Fucking hell.
Cheers, mate.
Wingman as you're hanging onto the rocket ship.
Wingman, please.
Pup can.
I'm stuck between two. So I'll take Jamali. He's been around, hasn't he? He's
not around the world. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess around the world, but not around the planets.
He's, you know, he's got lots of life experience, so...
That'd be great on a spaceship.
Yeah, he's not lived a sheltered life, should we say.
Last person to form my crew. I'll take Cam Green.
Okay.
Oh.
Has someone said Kieran?
No.
No?
I'll say Kieran.
What's your reason?
I think you'll just get on with everyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
With Khaled and Jamie.
I'll have the squid there to make me laugh.
Yeah, good. Yeah. What's Pup doing?
What do you mean?
Pup's busy.
Just chilling out, isn't he?
We rarely saw Pup.
Pup's been gargling cum since we took off.
Come up for air. Pup.
Who are you bumming, you know?
Sorry, have you misunderstood space?
You don't have to bum someone, Max.
What?
I bring all these condoms for.
So is that all of our ships full then?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
we could do one of those things, like you see, which table would you sit at?
Yeah,
we could do which ship
would you
be on?
Which spaceship would you go on? Well, I guess mine's going to be quite light of people, I guess. Me, Joe McGrath.
Condoms and biscuits.
Condoms in biscuits. We know how to party.
Condoms in biscuits.
Oh, wait, no. The other way around. You know, the other way around. But no, it's fine. It's fine.
Like a fortune. A nice little,
yeah, exactly. A nice,
this is the worst game of roulette.
Max choked on a Johnny Day one.
Spoiler, there's a condom in every single one. So who have you got?
That
you've
is
got,
my club experience.
You've got you, Pub Pub.
Joe McGrath.
The and the squid.
How soon until the squid kills himself?
Poor Liam.
Why?
Ah, that just
doesn't sound. That is a grim.
It isn't. Yeah, it's not good.
You're just opening the door. It'll be day three. Yeah. Go, fuck this.
I wouldn't do that.
And obviously he's last as well in the draft, so he's turned up in all his gear and he, you know, there's four ships.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're over there, Liam.
He's going, oh, Max, I like Max.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Then he goes up the stairs. Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
At least he's wearing puff up like a glove, not me. I've got another end.
That is true.
Bring up on me.
Oh, it's like looking in a mirror.
Yeah.
Well, what's up?
Oh, you can't let that slide, guys. It's really nasty.
Well, what's up, mate?
I'm looking in a mirror. It's horrible, that.
That's horrible.
You know.
What do you think, Ryan?
No comment.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh, yeah. He's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Ethan, are you upset none of us picked you?
Yeah, I did have a little sigh at one point.
You, is he? Oh, just you a little sigh. Yeah,
sigh.
Pedo.
We'd be like, Ethan, we've got a problem.
You can only be a pedo on Earth, I think. It's different laws.
Legally, yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ryan made a joke.
Oh, sorry, Ryan.
Oh,
good.
Sorry.
What was the trick? Go on.
Should we set it up again?
Ethan, we have a problem.
It's good.
I guess the problem would be you being a nonce.
Yes. So it's not good.
So why has Ryan also got that problem? Shaving Jamie Hutchinson. You got a school uniform?
Ryan, do you want to get us underway, please?
25.
26.
4.
27.
Oh, still might be Max.
And the question is, what's the youngest age you'd date?
Tom!
Do you know what? I expected it from you, but not like this.
That's extreme, mate. That's extreme.
That's wild.
Do you know any common? I was just about to change it to... do you know what? We're talking about space, aren't we? And there's no laws in space.
No, not at all. not at all. You're not wrong there.
So, you know.
Grotty, though.
Yeah.
4.
I guess in an Earth context, it's not great.
No.
Wow. I think it's Max.
Could be.
It could be.
27?
Yeah.
Do you have any 27-year-olds in mind?
Not really. Any 27-year-old, please give me a call.
Yeah.
Anyone above 27, please give me a call.
Anyone younger, honestly.
Stop. Yeah.
That's what I mean, yeah. Stop messaging me. Yeah, it's all about, the issue is you go on the apps nowadays and everyone's gym. Oh, I go to the gym.
Everyone's called Jim.
Everyone's called Jim.
I thought you go to the gym a lot now, though.
I know, but I don't think I've hit that.
He says it enough, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? I'm trying to
but
add...
It's an issue when
proof's
women
proof's in the pudding.
Don't eat pudding anymore.
Yeah, just 2 Easter eggs. It's not pudding.
It's 11 a.m. It's not pud.
Have custard.
It did, to be fair.
Kit Kat egg filled with custard.
I didn't realise when I smashed it on the table. It took me hours to lick up.
I've stumbled across the secrets of success.
My bed.
Yeah, 27, yeah. Max is 26, so I was like, oh, I don't want to see them on Tinder.
Ruled you out.
So I had to put the age to 27. Stephen, 26?
Yeah, so he's 26. So.
Makes sense.
It's weird if I go younger.
Yeah. Ryan?
I said 25, just, you know.
Pino.
I'm like DiCaprio.
What? DiCaprio?
Leonardo.
DiCaprio.
Yeah, I'm like Leo. just...
In what way?
Three ways that you're like Leonardo DiCaprio.
I tried to date 25-year-olds.
You don't try to date.
No, he's a great actor. Max is 25.
I'm actually 33.
Stupid. his cut-off's 25.
Oh, his cutoff is 25.
So you're basically meeting the women that he's
dumped.
Yeah.
I thought it was 25.
You're the opposite of Leo.
Yeah.
All right then. All right, I'm nothing
like
Leo.
That's more accurate.
Yeah. Leo's a successful actor.
I take back everything I said. I'm nothing like Leonardo DiCaprio.
You can take back everything you said. Take a second.
No comment. So I don't know who I think it is.
Yeah, it's not this guy.
No,
really, man.
Speaking from experience, no.
Yeah, he says it's formidable on his Snapchat.
I'm gonna go Ryan.
Yeah, because that Leonardo DiCaprio thing is all
sort of threw me that.
I'll go Ryan as well.
You going?
I'll go Max.
Ooh.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go for Max.
Really?
Oh, wait.
Right, so we've got a draw.
So it's 2-2.
Okay.
All right.
What's the tiebreaker?
Well, this means the Faker's either got away or we could...
Unless it's me when it's a tie, and then we carry on until Stephen loses, twat.
Yes, but it's not that on this occasion,
I can change
so...
my vote if you want.
Go
who
on.
Who cares? Who cares, right? It's obvious. We've got our clip.
Clip it.
Yeah.
Guys, I've got an IMAX here. Okay. It's a written IMAX.
It's a written IMAX.
Have you used ChatGPT?
No.
Wow. It's just because of the length of it, I thought.
You'll see that I haven't used ChatGPT.
We'll hear.
Hey, kid. Heard you like movies, I hear as I walk down the street. Am I walking past a Blockbuster, renting out the freshest, newest movies? Am I walking past a movie house, showing the latest classy flicks? No, I am walking past a dirty, unmarked van, luring in the movie-loving youth, who have spent so long being denied a good movie by streaming platforms that they are willing to sit in Dirty Den's black SUV to watch them.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's a question.
First line, hey, kid.
How do you like movies?
Is that to you?
Oh, so you're in the van?
No, I'm just walking down the street and I just hear it.
Are they saying it to you, though?
Sorry. No.
Oh.
You just overheard this?
I just overheard it.
Right place, right time.
That's it. Happy days.
Well, wrong place, I guess.
I know it's Dirty Den because I decided to jump in one of these vans and see what he was showing. He seemed surprised, if not annoyed to see me there, and said I wouldn't enjoy the movie. He was right. Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium on a dirty iPad. This was neither fresh nor new, and he had no popcorn or picking mixture to speak of.
Popcorn.
I demanded to see his boss, but he said he makes the demands here. I was fuming, the children were in tears, and my movie experience was all in a shambles. After demanding a refund and getting a fistful of single dollar bills, I left. The kids seemed glued to their seats, however, so I left them there. If anyone can stomach Mr. Megorium or Dirty Den, it's them. 6 out of 10. P.S. Just seen some of the kids advertising a new true crime documentary on Netflix. Not happy at all. They should be ashamed.
Good game.
Oh, you missed it. They were playing a... never mind.
What's up?
Well, I'm glad you saved the day, Max.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
That guy had it coming.
I love the movies. Ryan saw Project Hail Mary the other day.
I did, yesterday.
I've not seen it.
Yeah, it was good.
Didn't ask.
He didn't, to be fair. Get out.
You're kidding.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry.
That's shocking, bro.
Bloody motor mouth.
Hello, mate. You okay?
Hello.
How are we doing here, mate?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm very good, thank you.
That's good to see you.
Oh, do you mind if I sit down, dear?
Well, I see you.
I do, actually.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, lad. Do you mind if I sit down?
No, you seem fine. You seem okay.
Funny blokes, you lot.
Who are you, sorry?
I've seen clips of you on the old Insta.
Oh.
My username is Irish Legend 1.
Oh, wow.
You managed to get number one.
I was number one.
That's
someone
cool.
Already had Irish Legends, because technically I'm number two.
Who was that?
Who's got
Irish Legend?
Oh, I don't know him.
Did you email him?
I did.
What did you say?
Oh, just aggressive
or
stuff.
Or her.
Just aggressive.
Oh, her.
Sorry.
Women just could really be legends.
You know, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I was...
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
No, the...
Apologies.
I was very aggressive in the email.
Very Scottish as well.
Yeah.
No, that's you've clearly never been to Ireland.
I have.
Neither have you, I guess.
I was raised and born and bred there.
Raised and born?
Raised, born and bred.
What's your name, Max asked?
My name is Patrick Compatch.
Ooh, okay.
That's an interesting name.
Yeah, I've heard of that family.
Yeah, Compatch family.
Yeah.
Oh, you've heard of us?
Quite famous, aren't you?
Oh, yes, we're very famous.
Are you from them? Because your pants look like they are.
So does his arms. Look at his arms.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a different person, but yes.
Oh, so, right.
No, that's just from painting the bar.
Mm.
Just gets everywhere, you know, and it's oil-based, so it doesn't come off.
Just have a shower, mate.
I've had about 3 showers since
Quit bragging.
This went on. I need acetone.
You should do Pilates, like tone your ass.
Yes. So. Very good.
I do Pilates all the time.
Really?
Yeah, every morning.
Why?
Every morning?
Every morning, just trying to get stronger calves.
To do it at home? Or?
You're not a farmer, are you?
No. Well, no.
you trained in improv, I see.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I tell you what, I'll
Why
tell
are you,
you
here,
what
Patrick?
I did. Yes, yes.
Why are you here?
What the fuck are you here?
Well, I'm here, obviously.
Ruining his podcast has been flawless up until now, and you fucked it, Patrick.
I don't know.
Patrick, why are you here?
Well, the reason I'm here is because for the past.
Sorry, just before you answer.
Yeah.
Let's go sit here because it's a bit of a whiff.
there is a bit of a whiff.
Yeah, come over here, mate. It's no whiff over here.
I did wonder what that was.
Okay.
So basically, right about 6 months ago,
yeah,
I started eating my own poo.
Sorry?
Now, it sounds crazy and it sounds silly.
It does.
It sounds disgusting.
None of us have said that.
Well, thank you. Thank you not for joining
me. It must have been our faces that told you that.
Since I've been eating my own poo, I haven't looked back. I wanted to spread...
You'd have to when you've done a poo.
I guess I do
it's
look
my
back.
My Irish wit.
About 3 times a day I look back.
You're pooing 3 times a day?
Oh, aye. 2 in the morning, 1 in the evening.
2 in the morning?
2 in the morning.
1 in the evening. So when's the other one?
Two in the morning, 1 in the evening.
2 a.m., 1 p.m. Shut up.
Oh, that's clever, that.
Yeah. Big compass.
And, I just wanted to spread the word about how good and healthy it is for you.
Or should cover your mouth before you spread the word.
I do...
Is it your own poo that's healthy, or is, like, if I was to eat my own, would
your
that
own,
be...
Do not eat your own poo.
Never do that.
Think about
by midnight.
Don't ever eat other people's poo. Or if you do, you got to cook it well. Cook it well, if you do.
You cook it.
You should try it. Air fryer?
Air fryer, you can fry it.
What's the best way to
boil
prepare
it? Mash it, stick it in a stew,
bake it.
Poor stew.
Baking.
Get some lovely panko breadcrumbs on there.
As this gentleman here
Stop
said.
Stop talking in my direction.
So you've been a little bit rude.
Oh, that's rough, isn't it?
Can I show you what I brought with me today?
Yeah, please.
Oh, okay. I'm worried about what this is.
Don't be deceived by the bag.
You've been
it
to
is
New York?
Nothing. No. Well, I have been many years ago.
What were you doing there?
Oh, I was just... that's how I discovered that you shouldn't eat other people's poo.
Why?
Oh, I see what's going on. I forgot that I was going to demonstrate. So this is a poo I did earlier.
Oh, this is disgusting.
Is this a 2 a.m. or a 1 p.m. poo?
It's not disgusting.
I thought you cum patches were good folk, but this is rotten.
This is one of my
this
morning
is
ones.
Your morning 2 a.m.
So
poos.
This one is probably slightly more acidic.
What do you mean it's slightly more acidic? What do you eat?
Just
poo. You just eat your own poo. You don't eat anything else.
I just eat my own poo and I drink beer.
So it's just going through with it.
Guinness.
I mean,
surely it'd be worse and worse each
time. There's no nutrients left.
No, it's really good for you. Honestly, how do you think
like
I'm here?
Water.
How do you think I'm here?
Do you mean, I don't know.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you don't look healthy.
You look awful, to be fair.
You do.
I don't. I'm absolutely fine.
I guess we
fine.
Didn't see him 6 months ago, in fairness.
That is true.
Are you telling me that none of you have even tried it?
What,
not even a little lick?
Not really.
No. I've got it on my hands by accident.
Today's your lucky day.
Licky day.
So my poo has been analysed by professionals and it is full of nutrients.
Professional what?
Professional poo analysers.
Poo analysts.
Jimmy McKee?
Sure.
Well, it's not her then, is it?
But it could be.
And what did they say when they saw this poo?
Well, at first they said, have you just brought your poo in?
Poo analysts asked you that?
Yeah. Well, it's the fact that I just had it in my hands. I didn't have it in a bag or a container.
You are a freak.
And they were surprised.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure.
And then I slammed
I was on
it
the fence
down
for
the
a little
table.
Bit.
And then
know
it went
he's
everywhere.
That's really not good from you, you know. It's the behaviour of an angry toddler.
Yeah, but if you... You know, the success it's brought me.
Have you ever met...
What's the success you've had from this and from slapping a poo down on a desk?
Well, like you see, they analysed my poo and they realised how good it was for you, for the body.
They could have done that without you slapping it down on the desk.
I was young.
This was
6 months ago.
It's possible they just told you,
I'm 30.
Oh, you're not young.
How old are you? Sorry, 40?
30 is the new 20.
Yeah, not when you've got that on.
This is all the fashion. This is all the rage in Ireland.
So, is eating your own shit?
Yeah, it will be. Give it another 6 months. I've already had, in total, 4 or 5 big paying customers.
So who, for their own poo or for
your
poo?
That doesn't make any sense.
No, they're paying for mine, because mine's...
But you've told us not to eat your poo.
Yes, but I also said many times that my poo is different. It's got lots of nutrients.
How would you know? Have you eaten other people's poo?
I used to, yeah.
Whose?
Just friends, families.
Well, I don't
were they aware of this?
Sorry, families?
No. Families, yeah.
What did you do? Did you paint yourself white and have obviously shanks?
Right? It's really not that hard to eat other people's poo. So basically, whenever I had friends over, I say, whatever you do, just don't flush. You can still use the toilet, but don't flush. It'll flush on its own.
So you lied to them too.
I've lied to hundreds of people in my life.
Yeah.
Anyway, should I try this poo and prove to you that it's all good?
Did you brush your teeth?
Oh, you don't need to when you've got this poo.
Right.
Because I make sure I eat mint.
You eat mint?
I thought you were just eating your own poo then.
I do now. I don't.
So you wait a lot
now.
Of mint 6 months
you're
ago.
You're fucking all over
it
the place,
it was a lot
mate.
Of trial and error, right? I was
would you
starting
mind
off.
If I don't want to be sort of too involved, but I would like to feed you.
Oh, of course. If anything, it's the best way to enjoy a poo.
No, here comes the aeroplane.
Oh, that's potent.
It is potent.
That's potent.
I had a lot of poo yesterday.
It's a dense plop.
Yeah.
It's very corn, isn't it?
Sorry about you.
That's a bit weird.
25 a day, isn't it, surely?
Have some bloody decorum.
Sorry. Sorry, mate.
That's a man who loves poo.
I'll get the second spoon ready because I know you're enjoying that. Any thoughts? What are you getting?
Oh, it is delicious. It's...
It's weird. I
mean, my
that.
Poo, it's. I'm getting hints of like banana-y flavors, fruity flavors.
They do say if you eat a lot of banana, it overpowers.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie,
like
it mostly
smoothie, doesn't it?
It does mostly smell of shit, but you get used to the smell.
you've got to help me out here. Patrick's
doing nothing there.
Patrick. Oh, Patrick.
You don't want to lose your poo, mate.
I'm such a... Well, I don't want to say butterfingers, I'll say shithand. I'm cack-handed. I'm cack-handed,
everyone. Hey, Patrick.
How will I learn if you take it off me?
That is true.
Oh, you're kidding me.
We're wasting perfectly good poo.
No, because the thing is... Poo's actually really good for your skin.
Yeah.
That's what
they
say.
Do you use it like as a moisturiser?
I use it for everything.
Oh, maybe we could see that.
They use manure on the plants, don't they, to sort of...
help it grow.
Yeah.
So you just rub it all over your face.
There's probably no bloody end to these.
I mean,
Patrick, you need to rub it in. Don't forget, like, it's not going to...
Yeah.
Patrick, didn't you see a sheikh in Dubai recently? And you've got quite a nice new watch from it.
Yeah.
Surely you have to eat every bit of it, though, because this is all you've got now for the rest of your life.
Let him enjoy his meal.
You have to let it soak for it to really sink into the pores.
Right.
Ooh, that's a big one there.
That is a big one, isn't it?
That's probably the biggest one yet.
Yeah. How would you like it?
Do you know what? This is completely up to you. I've had loads of shit today. So you just do whatever you think is best.
Oh, God.
You got shit all over our walls, Patrick.
Patrick, can you get that shit off the wall?
Can you at least lick
please?
It off, please?
Patrick, get the shit off the wall.
I'll get it right up.
Patrick, can you please put this in your mouth? Because this is going everywhere.
Sorry, guys, it's a little bit gross. This
is gross.
Let's get that in.
Well, I think you've converted one of us.
Oh no, Patrick.
Stephen, maybe do you want to get that off the wall there? Cause
sorry guys, that's not...
If you throw enough shit, some of it sticks, doesn't it?
Very true, I didn't even throw that much.
His skin's looking a bit dry on his left cheek.
That's actually my catchphrase.
I don't want to get him cancelled though.
That is my catchphrase.
Oh no, Patrick.
Ooh, you sure do love poo.
Oh, I really, really do.
I will say, your skin does look like it's shining a bit now.
Do you have a partner?
Partner? Oh, God, no.
A business partner.
I've tried to get a partner for years, but no one wants me.
That's well caught, man.
Do you have a business partner, though? What's your business called?
So,
because you've got five customers, and obviously coming on this podcast, you probably have hundreds.
Mm. Yeah. Oh yeah, hundreds.
So I'm in the market for a partner, a sexual one and a business one. Which preferably, they could be both.
Will they go to separate emails or same one?
Same one. Just easier for me that way.
I think when you're looking for a partner, the worry would be that you're just going to want to poo on them and have poo put in your mouth and stuff. That could be a bit full on for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's the risk of you wanting to do loads of poo stuff.
Do you want to maybe just say some words to any potential partners out there?
Yeah. Hey guys, it's Patrick Cumbatch here. Ah, I'll start again. Hey guys, it's Patrick Cumbatch here. Now listen, if you want to get into poo, give me a call.
Is that for the partner or for the sexual partner or business partner?
It could be either or.
Either it
works. You think, wait, I don't want to get poo like sexually.
Well, you've just said if you're disgusting. Into poo, call me.
I mean, that could be misleading.
That could be misleading. You get some sort of poo freak contact, and you don't want that.
Oh.
The business is called Ooh Poo.
You'll be left with egg on your face. .com. If you have a poo freak.
I would hate to have egg on my face.
Yeah.
I think I've clarified.
Yeah, you've got
loud and clear.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything more you could really say.
One of the most interesting characters we've ever
100%,
had.
100%, yeah.
www.oopoo. Check me out.
Oopoo.
Oopoo.
Oopoo.com.
How do I spell
Ooh.
That?
Oopoo.
Makes sense.
Oopoo.com.
Well, thank you very much.
Anytime, guys. Anytime. Absolute pleasure.
Good man, Patrick.
Can you take your poo with you, please, Patrick?
I'll do the best I can. Yeah. That's the thing with me. I get bloody everywhere.
You get blood everywhere?
Bloody. Oh, that's not good if you've got blood in your stool.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe this diet's not working.
I'll show you out.
Thank you. It's why I can't go to Southeast Christ. Asia or anything.
Stop talking, Patrick.
Just get liquid diet then.
Do we get the door for you? No.
Patrick.
We have the final question, please.
Oh, yes.
It's the final
question.
Ah, hello everyone.
Hit me.
Mate.
Didn't need that sigh.
Yeah, sorry, it was just a bit of a mad bit before. Just needed one, I felt.
Yeah, you were doing that.
Performative sighing.
Doing that, mate.
On my podcast.
Yes. The final question today is, if you had to live inside a giant everyday object, what are you choosing?
I would pick a Barbie house.
An everyday object.
You do it every day, mate.
Every single day.
Come round mine, $2,000 TV and a Barbie house.
It's an everyday object for someone, surely.
Hot Wheel toys. And I'll just have loads of cars.
Mm. Giant car.
Ride around in my cars.
But most of them are like solid, so.
I might go pencil case and I'll sleep on a rubber.
Ooh.
Is that an everyday object? I don't think I've used it.
Yeah, rubber is an everyday object, I'd say.
Yeah. Was the last time you used a rubber?
Wait, put down
when
your
was the last time you used a Barbie house?
Every day, baby. pack a stir fry.
I'll go off eventually, though.
Quite quickly, yeah. 2-3 days, you start getting soggy bean sprouts.
Especially if you're not in the fridge.
Ant farm.
An ant farm.
Full of ants. I dig my little...
Full of ants. Giant ants.
Question, you disputed a pencil case, but you've got an ant farm. Every household has an ant farm, I suppose. An unofficial one. Behind your bed.
Love my ant farm.
When they get too big for the Barbie house, they go to the farm. I'll go for a toolbox.
What are you lying on?
I've got loads of shit in there. I've got loads. I'll be able to find.
Patrick would love that.
I'll be able to fashion some stuff. I mean, I've got packaging of things. There's rubber bands, as well as
insulation,
as well as little compartments.
Max, I don't think stir fry works, to be honest.
And so farm? We have to.
No, you can't.
Really,
have any
it doesn't
of
really close, does it? As well, stir fry, because you open it and then it's open. Well, I've got one. I've got one you could use.
Go on.
Condom.
Okay, that's a wrap.
There we go.
It is a wrap.
Yeah,
it is a wrap, yeah. That's good, yeah.
That's good.
There we go, I'm sleeping in a joint.
Just reminded me, there was a wrap by, I believe, it was called Max and the Weasels, about condoms.
Yes.
Maybe to play us out?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
3, 2, 1. Hit it!
It's cold outside.
When I'm with my flock, I wrap up my cock, and then I share it round with everyone. I say, hey, you, Mr. Fred, wanna come here and give me head? I've got a condom on. Yes, bring your son. He's 37. He's older than me.
Bring your son.
How old's the son?
37. He's older than me.
I thought you were about Fred.
Bring them all.
No, Fred's way older than me, and he's older than his son. Is what safe?
Your penis.
It is.
Don't be afraid. I've been tested.
It's in the air. The viewers have been tested today.
Yeah. And hey, you will pass, A+.
Can we... title for this Max's podcast. Just
I mean, look, from it started, everyone just had a negative attitude about my great podcast.
Tell you what, just do a regular podcast that isn't Max's podcast from all the good stuff, and then all the bits that you've needed to cut, we'll do a special Max's podcast and just see what they think of that.
Cool, guys. Thank you very much. I've been Max.
This has been your podcast.
Yep. Love the energy everyone's put into it. I've been joined by Tom Looney.
Thank you, Max.
Looney.
Looney.
Looney. Looney. I've been joined by Ryan Locke.
Rhino.
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 Rhino. Rhino. My boy, Stephen.
Oh, Stephen. Thank you. It's lovely to be a guest on your podcast. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming.
What a ride.
We've had some great bits.
Yeah, it was a great ride, and this time Ryan's going to tip £10.
I will.
Will you?
Probably. Saved us a tenner there.
Yeah. Happy days. And Ethan.
Oh, that was that's off of my headphones. I'm actually feeling those boos, like really, like oh
yeah,
god,
man.
I've never felt
a boo. Just a bit of football
three,
now.
Three, two, one.
Awful. Oh, put him down his pants.
Yeah. Right.